Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I want to address three issues that we are discussing now. First, the issue of modalities. It's a pleasure to listen to the analytical mind of our colleague from Cuba with his strong legal background. And I myself always learn from his analysis and the information that he provides to us. And he is right when he says that the regular procedure is meetings are in person. However, I have a law degree myself also, so we know when situations change, the law needs to adjust. And the multilateral community is going through a post-traumatic syndrome, I would say. We don't know what's going to happen. So if we want the meetings to be in person, meaning delegates will meet and discuss in person, my delegation believes that we should state it clearly. If your chair want to have some flexibility to adjust, of course, language can be drafted, but we need to have it stated today, when we leave this meeting today, because and when we approve the agenda and program for work, otherwise we might have problems in the future as we don't know how the pandemic is going to evolve. On the issue of a general exchange of views, I thank our colleague from Russia for explaining his views on that. So when we discussed the program of work, and he anticipated that in his view, it should be at the beginning of the first session, he said, if I'm not mistaken, I listened to 2 days. I see that there is some doubts about that. So maybe 1 day or half a day with the circulation of papers. And why I'm open to discuss this issue, Mr. Chair, because as we know, this was a voted resolution. Brazil voted in support of that resolution. We voted for this resolution. But some delegations that voted against this resolution, they are here discussing, and they feel that maybe it should be interesting to have a general exchange of view at the beginning of the first session of this year, as we are going to have 2 sessions this year. At the beginning of the first session of this year, in the first day, we may have a general exchange of views. On one issue that was raised about replicating OP5 of the resolution on our provisional agenda, we are flexible on that, but I see some dilemma at the end because item D to submit a report to item D of OP5, it clearly states that we should submit a report to the General Assembly. And during our discussion in the discussions in this morning, we realized that maybe this report should be discussed and approved. So we cannot replicate this, just replicate OP5. So I'm flexible how we can go along with that, but just calling attention of those delegations that want to replicate it, that some delegations raise the issue that we should discuss and approve the report. And that's what's not, that's not said, that's not written now in the resolution. Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Mr. Chair.